Rebbe ben Seira Meira had enormous chinuch and musa lessons to teach us. It's very hard for us to understand aspects of it which are seen, you know, fantasy stuff. And oneself is troubled by it. But the focus on one was one Nakuda, which I think perhaps can take some value out of. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Perek of Insoy Lemoira, there's a whole Perek in Shas of Insoy Lemoira. Never was, never will be. There's a whole Perek of never was and never will be in Shas. Tell it because I. To understand what's going on. So, Kaman Azlaha, the Tanya, according to which of the Tanya was this right ago? But Seira Meira Lohoya Vilayasi Lios, but Seira Meira Rabba was and ever will be. Vilama Nichtov, so was there going to be? What's it in the Torah? It's an odd story, what's the Torah telling us? Dorush Vakibulscha. You've got nothing left to learn, you've finished everything there is to learn. Hashem has nothing else to teach us. But you know that you're going to be sitting around doing nothing. So he gives you a parsha that never was, never will be, and so you can learn it and get reward for learning it. It's to be a bit outrageous, yeah? What's Dorush for people's chav? Not relevant, the Gemara says. It never was, never will. So what's it written for? Dorush for people's chav. Brings you Yehuda Shita. I want to get through Shimon. Come on, preview a bit. But I'm Rav Shimon. The Tanya, I'm Rav Shimon. V'chi mipnei she'ochel ze tatim avos v'shos v'chetzi lug yayin. What does the big ceremony have to do? He has to eat a tatim avos, a little piece of meat. Well, I remember, it's not much more than a kazas. The chetzi lug yain, which is also not a whole bunch of wine. How much the chetzi lug today? Huh? No, much less. Haytalki, avi ve'ima meitzino, he said a skilo. You see your kid making a bit of a barbecue and he's having a few too many beers, so you take it to base and you say, listen, kill the kid. Hey, kid, this is outrageous. Can't live with a kid like this anymore. Will you please kill it? So says Rav Shimon, this is a brayta, which parent, just because his kid is indulging a little bit too much in stuff which is lamaisa mutter, he's not indulging in stuff that's awesome, he's indulging in stuff that's mutter. So which parent is going to bring him to base and say, please kill my son? So therefore you'll never have such a thing. Okay, take a piece of Gemara. You better take a piece of Gemara. So the Mashal picks up these ashes. It's an Hebrew Ein Aleph. Mashal has some other kashes, and he picks up a Rav Shimon. And he asks, the key to work, the chayim ain't a royalist girl, the lamb cost for the table. If he's not worthy that he should be put to death, there's no nudnik being a nudnik, yeah? If he's not chayv skiller, so why does the Torah say skiller? What's Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon became a snooki? And if he was snooki, they believe what's written in the Torah. So Rav Shimon coming up a kairos? The Torah said, if your kid's doing this, you bring him to base and you skin. If it's not shaykh, if it's not roi for skiller, so then what does the Torah say is roi for skiller? The Torah says you've got to eat matzah, you've got to eat kazak, so you eat it. I don't feel like it, I don't like it, it's the kid. So the Torah says you've got to do it. So what's the Shimon's problem here? That's his first kasha. Moshaik was a Torah Shukibul's Chah. He has another problem with the other aspect of the book. The voices have to be the same, which is another very important pedagogical lesson which we're not going into yet. We'll focus on the Rav Shimon. So we're halfway down, it says like this. Rav Shimon the Kaaba, וכי מפני שאוכל וכולו, דבני לדעת רב שמעון, התויל חייב עליו מיסה שיגיע תויל לסוף דייטוי, כדי לקו. בואו נתור לסוף יחייב מיסה, בואו נחיל יש לו בין סוימי המוירה, זה מקודו קולד ירד לסוף דייטוי. The Torah, when it looks at what this kid's doing now, the Maaseh now is not Chayav Stibah. He didn't do anything wrong. But the Torah says, if he's going to carry on behaving the way he's behaving now, yeah, he's eventually going to kill somebody. That's what the Maaseh says. He's going to become a murderer. The Torah is generally the same data. As Mutzav, Yom HaZakai, the Altamus Chayav. Better that he should die now, when he still has something going for him, rather than he should die later when there's nothing left of him. When he's a murderer. Until he'll eventually come to kill. So the Yesodya is the Torah is Yerud the soft diaper. But the problem is the and the Kama, the Ovi, the Imai Vada, the Yotia, Israel, the Shivil, the Skinner, Shehem Vada, the Yigil, so Daitan. The Yomu, Shehem Falazo, Midrocho, Faroi, Vichatimolov. What about the parents? There's a Shivan, the parents aren't going to be Yomu, so Daitan. The parents are going to look at the kid. Yeah, he's doing stuff that, you know, you can sense that, you know, things on 100%, but he'll get better, he'll be okay. He'll be fine. And they rachamim on him and they soften him and they don't bring him to basis. Why not? Because they're not Yerid of Sof Daitoy. If you would show them the video of this kid's life, what's going to be, what he's going to do, then they would bring him to basis. But the Maaseh this morning, the woman came to Cheskel Avramsky. This is from Rabbi Frank Grossman, whose grandfather was very close to Cheskel Avramsky. Many stories from his uncle who were very close to him as well. That was a great Eilon, was a Talmud of Mechaim. Tiberia, come on, saw life. A woman came to him and she said, can you please give me a bracha for my son? So he said, what bracha do you want? So he said that he should die. Also, you have a lot of brachas in my time, but this is like a temple. Can you tell me what's going on here? He said, yes, my son's been drafted into the Russian army. In the Russian army, there's no hope that he'll keep Torah with him. He'll eventually become a, whatever happened to the kid that went to the Russian army. Who knows what will be with him? The Jewish mother looked like 100 years ago. I did that my child should die now while he's still shame with Torah and Vitzvahs, because that's the reason he came to this world, just him shame with Torah and Vitzvahs. Mutzav. What's going to be? Who knows what will be after 20 years in the Russian army? What he'll look like? It's off. He cried, she cried. Said, they've done it for him, we don't give up hope. They've done it for whatever. He was one of the few that came out of the Russian army still intact from the Torah Mitzvah. That's the story. But the Nakudaya is Rav Shimon said, no parent, because his child did something, you know, mildly wrong, it's not even wrong, is going to understand the future consequences. For that you need the Torah. You need the Torah to tell you, the Yom is a safe dieter, that this behavior that you see now, this is ultimately going to become a murderer. But the parents aren't going to do that. So what's Dorosh V'chibol Schar? V'lam nechtav ele Dorosh Ovi V'imoy Yidrashu Shatayri Yigel Esoif Daitoy. Let them go learn what? What's Dorosh V'chibol Schar? Come and learn and get reward. No, come and learn this Yesod of Yerid Esoif Daitoy. And what's the Schar, the Makabel Schar they'll get? Well, the day there, Yochich of Yisrael, Bnei'em, they'll give their sons the correct Tochoche, V'yikiblu al zeh schar, and they'll get schar for that. Either schar al abba, or they'll get nachas from their children, instead of having to watch their children become a murderer. Ukarim al hachi, hani noshi v'mai zechin, these women, what is their merit? Shemagadlin v'nei'en the Talmud Torah. Well, I want from my shop, I'm just going to read what he says there, because it's interesting what he says, it's clear. But man is there, ain't no sin left. Says in his time, in my short time, see, no one pays attention to this anymore. The parents sort of just let their kids do whatever they want, even though the kids are mamish chayv malkus and mrs. based in. And the kids run around most of the day with bigel talmud Torah. Vamru perek kol kitzvei, the Gemara says, lo chol mi Yerushalayim elet nishvil, bi elet nishvil, shivot lo boi tenekel shol bais rabbi. Yerushalayim only got destroyed because of the bigel Torah of the Cheder Kinderlach. Remember when the first Scud War took place in the Tivot, Rav Gershon Ovitz Zatzal, should they close the yeshiva, open the yeshiva, whatever, he said, you can do whatever you want and carry on living your normal life as long as the Cheder stays open. So if you close the Cheder, everyone should leave. If the Cheder carries on learning, you can stay and nothing will happen. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky told us the same thing in Tifrach, in the last Gods of War. He said, as long as the Cheder continues learning, no one will get hurt in Tifrach. And then he cast, so whatever, no one got hurt, he should have carried on. The Cheder carried on. It was a... If we close the Cheder, then we have to rethink. Because that's the Churva comes as a result of the blood. I didn't bring that because that itself is all sugya today, had you with your kids. If your kids aren't behaving properly, then you start talking, Malkus and Mrs. Bates, and trying to hold this other kid's child after the age of 3. You're dealing with a very different door, and you have to learn how to machanach your children properly. You're not bringing this for how to machanach your children. What I want to bring from this, perhaps it's mutter, to take this, your sword, and apply it to ourselves. On another yasod that we brought here many times. Maybe if I repeat it enough, it will sink in. You can see the different looks on the faces of the guys that haven't heard it from the guys that are sick of hearing it. Pirtsu chaymas migdalai v'timu kolashmai. What did the Yavonim do? They created a breach in the outer walls, and they did what? The Timu Kulashmon destroyed everything. The Tama, everything. The walls like this. Nobody guards the wall. The Mikta Chayvela, the outer wall, no one guards. There's no Kedusha there. There's not that much important there going on. It doesn't look very choshuv. In the Heichel, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, there you put your crack troops. But out and out the wall, so they'll breach the wall a little bit, Mishka Felach, nothing happened. What's the Torah telling you? The Torah is Yerim Yisraelitis. Pesach Chaim is Migdalai, the Yetzer Hara, when the Yetzer Hara comes, it never comes with big timers. The Yetzer Hara comes with a little pit here, a little breach there, a little chip in the wall there. What? So it's Daitai? Timu Kolashmoni. Timu Kolashmoni, that's what the Torah says. Timu Kolashmoni, there's nothing left. Now that doesn't mean me. Me, even if you will breach and there'll be a few breaches, but you won't have all the shmoni. No, Timu Kolashmoni. Nothing left of you. Mutav, Yom Zakai, Velo Yom Zakai. That's how the Yetzer Hara works. This little bit of Torah reminds, doesn't seem to be doing anything wrong. Timu Kolashmoni, Pesuchem is Migdalai, there's a little breach here, and he's being a bit of a glatter. Mishka Felach. Yeah, a little stick of chosa derech eretz, maybe a little bit of tiger, yeah, very mild, mild! Yeah, you know what the end result is? Timu Kolashmoni, there's nothing left of you, but you should die now. Also, it's the ears, break the ears a little bit, but that's what we've been taught here. There are many things in our lives which are precious to us. They're precious to us. And if the Yetzer Hara wants to take them away from us, he's going to have to fight a terrible battle because we're not going to give them up. The Yetzer Hara comes to you and says, that's it. No more Shema. Don't say Shema b'zmano anymore. No Shema. But I'm not picking on anything. You guys know what your problems are. I'm just using this as an example. I never talk about specifics. You've got to know what Jones' specifics are. I'm just using it as an example. Sure, then everyone's got to work on Kriya Shema. That's not what I'm saying. Just using it as an example because it's a poshut one. Yetzer Hara comes and says, from now on, no more saying Kriya Shema to Zman. That's it, finished. No more Shema anymore. He's got to be chance. Talking about this. Yetzer Hara's going to need you to stop saying Kriya Shema. How's he going to do that? How's he going to need you to stop saying Kriya Shema? It's very simple. He gets you to come a little bit late for Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos. What's those mystery places? Not even a little one of them. Mass Minach from Sfat. At best. It's not. It's a schmuck. Mass Nikunim, whatever. But you don't mean Gedoyle. And then you come to, and then you come to Meiriv. And Kabbalah Shabbos. One mass you forget. Kabbalah Shabbos. What happened? Nothing. What happened? Kabbalah Shabbos. Nothing. I'm a Bala Veda, I'm a Rosha. No. You know what slave Daito is? He eventually stops saying Kshir Shema. I promise you. He eventually stops saying Kshir Shema. If you don't keep those little things and you don't recognize, wait a second, why am I stopping to say Kabbalah Shabbos? Or anything. Because it doesn't have Kabbalah Shabbos. In India, when you're saying Krishna, you take your fringes, the talis, the tzitzis, to hold it in your left hand and then kiss it in the right hand and get to see whatever, yeah? You ever notice there's a Yetzer Hara not to do this? You ever experienced a Yetzer Hara not to do this? I've encountered and I've spoken to people, mystical Yetzer Hara not to do that. Why? What's the big deal? Why is the Yetzer Hara fighting that? It's not even a... If you don't do it, you don't get punished. There's no Vayra, yeah? There's no mitzvah, no Vayra. It's a choshuva thing of people. So why don't you, why is the Yetzer Hara not to do it? Because if you stop doing that, and the Yetzer gets you to give up that, so he's one step closer, and one step closer, and one step closer. And that's why the Derabonans are so humble. The Shari Chuma says in the beginning of Shah Gimel, why are the Derabonans hide Mister? How can the Derabonans be more humble than the Derises? That's the vote. If we don't guard senses far, far away from the core, then the core becomes vulnerable. And that's the trick here. That's the trick of the Yetzer Hara. He knows you're not ready to say the Sof Daitoy. He knows that the thing he's fighting you with, it's pretty negligible. It's not a big deal. What's the big deal? You're in the Sof Daitoy. He knows exactly where he's headed. He knows exactly where he's going. You ever try to give up smoking? Yetzer never ever comes and says, hey, why don't you have a cigarette? Never ever did a Yetzer Hara come to someone giving up smoking and say, have a cigarette. Prove me wrong. He says, just one puff. Yetzer Hara come and say, did you finish a packet? Have a cigarette? Never. If you tell me he did, you lie. Yetzer Hara never ever came and said, have a cigarette. One puff. You know what one puff is? Here it's a face, it's a whole packet. How hard is it to get the Yetzer Hara? Rav Dessler speaks about this in the Mishnah Meliyahu. I'm not bringing crazy Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Dessler brings this more, this example. Why is it so easy for the Yetzer Hara to get to that one puff? Because what's one puff? One puff never killed anybody. You have one puff, you have another puff, and it's always about one puff, and the Yetzer Hara knows it. And you don't. Timu Kol HaShemayim. It's over. And that's why a person has to take stock, big stock. Big stock taking. Serious cheshbon ha-nefesh, and have a look at what he's got, and not mevatel, give up any of it. Kalas v'chamuros, because the minute you start giving up what you've got, eventually end up with nothing. And if you don't believe me, it's Mefusha Bryce in Sanhedrin according to the Marshal, and we tend to try and trust the Tanoi when we tell us something. We believe Chazal is Torah. The Torah is Yerei Desof Daitoy. The Torah is prepared for you to take this kid out 3 months after his bar mitzvah. You're still looking at the photos, it's all glittery and it's gemas, it's all been made, and everything. You had take him out and take the base of him and give him skiller. The Torah is prepared for this. The Torah says, no parents are going to do this. But at least with ourselves. With ourselves, that's the demand, that's the lesson, that's the learning, that's the people's heart. There are many, many things there, but this is a very powerful yusot. My klal, I heard this from my brain very often. Timu choymas migdalai, pietzu choymas migdalai. Doesn't say they knock the wall down, pietzu, the little thin trick. But timu kol ha-shmoni, you have to know. Because very often a person, one thing goes, and then the rest he looks around. He's got no time for limud anymore, and he's got no this, and he can't this, and he can't get up anymore. And the whole manich is destroyed. And he can't understand why. So he's enjoying my learning. So he's enjoying my learning. He told me, that's a trauma.
Another Rashi, I can't. No time, no enjoyment to be doing. What happened? Because this is what the Eight Torah is fighting for. The Eight Torah knows these days are limited. The Eight Torah knows how many years has he got left? Very, very limited time. It's not the most secure job in town to be the Eight Torah. He's about to be laid off, retrenched. I'm coming to the end of I'm not from the capitalists or the saying the Sheikh Yarori. I've heard it from two Fisher Gedolim recently. That's what they said. I heard the one from my own ears and heard the other one from the person who heard it from me. From my own ears, one of the Gedolim is saying the Sheikh's around the corner. He's here. And the Yetzirah is fighting his last battle. And what's the war? The war's for Taylor. The war's for Taylor. Person has a Seder, person learns, he knows his Kabbalah in the Torah, or his Torah Menasse, he knows that he learns every afternoon from 4 to 5. The Yetzirah is going to get him to come 3 minutes late. You know what that 4 to 5 Seder is going to look like eventually? Stop learning the Gemara. Okay. Come 5 minutes late. That's going to tell you, don't go learn today. Let me not open my Gemara the whole day, but no chance. Let's have a cup of coffee and then we'll go. Okay. So we have a quick schmooze here and just, hey, did you see what happened? Oh, well. And then what happens? I don't understand shit anymore. I just can't get it. I've got no chesed for this anymore. And then the davening starts looking at the tshach and the lady goes, okay, actually, we know what it looks like. We've seen it so many times and then exactly what it is. So the boy here is very simple. Do a cheshbon and have a look where you've been attacked. See where you've been attacked. Not the big bombs. Where's your wall vulnerable? Where's the chaymas mitalai? Where's the exo coming with a little seduction? That's where you have to be chazak. That's where you have to be strong. That's what you have to be machazak. There's a tendency in Elul, and it's valid. I'm not saying it's not valid, but if you just do this, then the whole of Elul will waste. There's a tendency in Elul to be very frugal. Very true, and it's kind of easy because we know that the Arizal says that Tammuz and Av were given to Esav, Elul was given to Yaakov, and the Yetzer Hara says, you can keep Elul, I'll leave you alone, Elul, but I'm going to get you in Cheshav. Because in Elul, it's not much for me to lose to the Yetzer Hara. As long as you don't change, you can be as true as you want to in Elul. But I'll cup you in Cheshav and we'll see how much you've changed. And if you haven't changed, then what did you use Elul for? To change, it'll demand to change, to be a different person. So you can use this trick backwards. There's a tendency in Elul to try and chup a lot, take on big things. All your life you want it to be a big masmid, yeah? So comes Elul, you get excited, and you get excited, and that's just 18 hours a day. You know who's telling you to learn 18 hours a day? The same guy that was telling you not to get out of bed yesterday, no? He'll break you. You learn 18 hours a day. You got your mind. There were times, there were generations of people used to learn 18 hours a day. Today, you have to sleep enough, you have to eat properly, you have to. Today, it's a different little comedy. Who did the Daily Show say this? Who tells me that you've got to go to the bathroom, you've got to be on time, and you've got to get up, and you've got to eat 6 hours, 8 hours sleep? I'm getting that from them. The only machankim of this generation. You have to eat healthy, you have to get exercise. You've got to stop yourself. No games, yeah? Person wants to become a Talmud Chacham, he's learning Yeshiva, he's steiging, he's got to take care of himself. Type of people used to eat onions and a piece of bread and a cup of tea in the morning and learn 18 hours straight without eating anything else and whatever. That's not our generation. But there's a tendency to take on big things. That's not the kunt. The kunt is to find those little areas that are vulnerable, that are being attacked, and to mechazak those. The beginning of Elul now. And then to find one area which you feel. Use reverse psychology, where by making one small impact, can eventually, if you're able to say, die to the table, you'll see the enormous impact that can have. But with the Midas, I'll speak about this all the time. Little things, the little pinpricks. Open for me a pinprick, that's all. And I'll open for you big gateways. Don't stand there trying to open up your gateways. It's not the approach. The approach is find those little things. Both positive and negative. The negative is find the little things that are vulnerable, that are being attacked. You know what the Yetzer is telling you. You know when you're slacking off a little bit. The chazak those things. But the end of that is tragic. And at the same time, find a few little things on the positive end that you can sneak past the Yetzer that he's not going to attack you.
But it's also too small for him to get involved with. One third of a wisdom of the speaking Erev Yom Kippur. Kabbalahs, everyone talks about Kabbalahs. Yeah, when you're going to take on for Yom Kippur for the next year. So he suggested that the Kehillah should take on 1 minute a day. Yeah, just spend 1 minute a day thinking about loving another Jew. The Rebbe Miller once talked a bunch about the Batim that all you could talk to them was about loving Jews. These guys were shut hidden. Yeah, these guys. In the neighborhood where it's hard to find a half an hour shachris on Thursday, he was having a half an hour mind with his balabatim, okay, 10 o'clock at night. His balabatim was shut in. And that's what he was working on. Take 1 minute, 1 minute, get a little pinprick. You know why? Because the same way as Timu Chemes Migdalai, Pirsu Chemes Migdalai, Timu Cholashmanim, works the same way as well. Much more. Midas HaToyda is much greater than Midas HaRa. If you'll take that Pirsu and you'll replay it from the Yetzer Hara together, then you'll be Makadish Kol HaShmoni with it. You get a Mitzvah's career as Mitzvah, that's also in Sikh Pasha. Many Yonim like this. That's, I think, something we can learn from the Pasha and from this Yosef. If it's good to say such a thing, if not, then you'll tell me that I'm wrong. I don't know. My idea, join this year, the Yosef Daita, to our Voida and to use it as Toiv as well. I'm not a big fan of shmoozing in Elul. I'll tell you why. Because, I think Shadron says this, it's not my idea, but the idea is well known. Is what happens in Elul is there's usually lots of shmoozing, and people get lots of shmoozing because you're trying to get shmoozed up, yeah? And what happens is people come out of the shmooze and say, like, shit, it was a gewaltige Wort. I was touched, I must tell you this Wort I heard yesterday. Did you hear what the Rav said? It was a gewaltige Wort. And he spends the whole Elul chapping gewaltige Wort and doesn't change nothing. So I'm always nervous in Elul, first of all, give shmoozing myself. I don't have anything that people think what I said is gewaltige Wort, but there's a danger that that could happen. Or to bring in people that say gewaltige Wort. Because all you're doing is you're being distracted from what you're really supposed to be doing by running around listening to gewaltige Wort. If somebody's giving a shmooz in Hilchos Talmud Torah, like Bianca Freeman gave you last night, and you don't go, so then you're stupid. I can't help it. You gave him Ramat Bet Shemesh as well last night? Hilchos Talmud Torah, yeah. So those of Bianca Freeman giving a shem Hilchos Talmud Torah, fine. That's not Gavaldi Gavol. That's in Yonah Deyoma. You have to know, see how a Goyin Oilam learns the Shikol Hilchos Talmud Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah. But those kind of things are so valid, because I'm not saying not. But some here, another Gabaldi Gabort and another Shtikt and another Bruno Bechet, I'm not a big fan of that, what can I tell you? That's what I saw and it's not what I believe in. So I'm hoping that you're not going to take what got said. Yeah, as a wild Gabaldi Gabort, don't you? Yeah, he did. She made a heckish between that and Gabaldi Gabort. Very impressive, very nice. The rabbi spoke very nicely. It was a very nice service and the rabbi spoke very good. Or vice versa, it makes no difference whether the rabbi spoke nicely or not spoke nicely. Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. That. You can't teach people how to speak properly, they get them up and talk in the public, I don't know what to talk about, whatever the congregants have to say about the rabbi's speeches. Either way, it's exactly the same. You're not going to come up with anything. The board here is to take this and apply to your life, sit on a piece of paper, write out the areas, do the avoidance, do the work. Don't sit here waiting for nice ideas. I mean, take nice ideas in the world. The libraries are filled with books of nice ideas. They never change anybody at all. Take the board, you have to take the idea, you have to do some kind of cheshbon. The board will give us the insight, the koyach, the strength to be able to manage, to do an amnesty, to utilize these days.
simcha we have of being able to mitkaruf to Hashem in such an amazing way. But of course, Baruch Hu, after the churban and after you've been through Tammuz and Av and all the loneliness and all the difficulties, that of course Baruch Hu steps us up and brings us that close to him. Amazing opportunities here. We should have a brocha that we should be able to utilize it properly.